This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It is 4 minutes past 12, and it means it is time for your favourite show, All About Pets, on a very special edition. It is, yes, Joy's 20th birthday. Thank you to Jim for the news, and to the fabulous Dylan for delivering a morning of fantastic tunes. My name's Kev. Joining me in the studio today is Kate, and from the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Alan Bolton. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, and happy Kevin. Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Joy.
Happy birthday to Joy. We are here for a very special reason, and whenever we do hear that it's someone's birthday, yes, we do have a very special thing to do.
Only we can play it.
Very big happy birthday to Joy. Happy 20th birthday from all of us at the Lost Dogs.
You have no idea how long that took to put together, do you?
I know.
It was a day's work.
So much just capturing all those dogs and cats barking and meowing. It took us quite a while.
It did, yeah.
Now, we all love Joy. We all love everything about Joy. And, you know, it is a big celebration this week. But this is not just for us. It is for you as well, listener. You can win a copy of 100% Hits, the best of 2013. This Woo-hoo! Is exciting.
Yeah.
It's a great CD that we are giving away on the show today. It's featuring Birdie, Bruno Mars, Flo Rida, James Blunt and David Guetta, just to name a few. It is thanks to Joy. So if you want that, just SMS or email us your membership number. You kind of won a prize in the last 2 weeks, and you must be a Joy member to win, or you might want to sign up over the phone. You can SMS 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au, or give us a call 1300 Joy 949. Look, we are very excited to be in the studio today. It's going to be a really big show.
And there's a real buzz around the studio as well, isn't there? Like, everyone's happy, and there's decorations everywhere. It's great.
Lots of candy.
Yes. Yeah. We're all, I think everyone
sugar
at Joy
rushes.
This week has been on sugar highs.
Yeah.
It was all donated too, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to be hearing from some Joyces in the studio today on the program. We've got Jordan, Sammy, Chris, Philippe all coming in the flesh to talk about their pets.
Oh, that'll be fun. I love talking about their pets.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And we're going to have a few that have written into us as well. But yeah, you can get in touch with us anytime. We're going to be here about your pets. How do they bring joy to your life?
Yeah, let us know.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
And that SMS line again is 0427 Joy 949, or you can give us a call 1300 Joy 949.
Also coming up on Pets Allowed today, in the theme of Joy's 20th birthday, milestone birthday at that, we're going to count down the top 20 reasons to adopt a dog or a cat.
And listen out and get in touch because we have our special giveaway,
which we have talked about. So, you know, if you do want to get in that. And we'll kick on with our regular segments, including our Pet of the Week. Right now it is time for
the Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, we've had quite a few stories on our Dogs Home website this week. Alan, we had a great tale about a couple of cats.
Yes, the first one, Lauren wrote in and sent some photographs of her two cats who she got from the Dogs Home. The first one was Shadow, who's about a year old now, and she's had him for about 10 months. And then a few months ago, she adopted a little white kitten called Benny, who we had in the Frank Samways Vet Clinic for quite a while because he had a broken leg, and we had to repair his leg before we could adopt him out. So they're getting on really well, and there are some great photographs of a big black cat and a little white cat curled up quite happily on a sofa.
They look a bit like yin and yang.
They
there.
Do.
That's right.
Now, we also heard from the wonderful Barney. Now, all too often, there is a misconception that shelter cats and dogs are damaged or there's something not quite right.
Yeah,
they might have some
rejects,
bad habits or rejects.
Yeah.
But luckily, this misconception, look, it's not actually true.
No.
And people are starting to realise that. Now, Barney is a previous shelter dog. He's a boisterous Kelpie Labrador mix. And his team just recently took out first prize in their division in flyball.
Oh,
so he's got a lovely trophy of first division. Devoted dog owner lover Kate first met Barney when she chose to walk him on her weekly volunteer shifts because she was originally volunteering at the Lost Dogs Home, where that's where she met him, at our North Melbourne shelter. And she thought, you know what? He's pretty clever. He seems to be responding really well. I'm going to adopt him. And she adopted him. Sure enough, there he goes. He's all over that, you know, all that training and fly ball. He's great at that.
He just loves it. Yeah, they get very excited with fly ball.
Just shows how much working dogs like working.
Yeah,
you
know,
and you give them something to do and they're really happy doing it. Whereas if you don't do that, they get bored.
Yeah, it's like Cinder, you know, she's a border collie. She absolutely loves dog dancing. It's her thing.
Yep.
And she gets really excited about it.
I love to use their brains. Now, really exciting this week. We've started sending out all our donation bins to the Woolworths store for the Woolworths Lost Dogs Home Christmas Pet Food Appeal.
It's a bit of a mouthful,
but it's really exciting. Now, this is an important appeal for the home because the donations of food that we receive through this appeal, and it's about 62 to 63 stores that participate, is enough food pretty much to feed most of the dogs and cats for 12 months at the home.
Yeah, which is great.
As well. So you can just go and do your weekly shopping, buy a can of extra food for a cat or a dog. Remember the cats, because they actually do tend to get a little bit more dog food.
Yeah, we usually do get a lot more dog food with these.
And you can throw it in the donation bin, which will be located at the front near the checkout area. So thank you to Woolworths for supporting us again this year. It really is a fantastic. We've been doing it for about 20 to 25 years, I think, now.
That's great. And you can find a list of all the Woolworths stores that are taking part on our website, which is dogshome.com. That's where you can find all the stories that we have online as well. You can also check out our Facebook page, The Lost Dogs Home. Follow us on Twitter, Lost Dogs Home. Or you can find all of that on our Joy program page, joy.org.au. Right now, it is time for a very special edition of
this week's Pet of the Week.
Every week we do like to introduce a pet of the week, someone who is looking for a new home. Helen, who do we have this week?
We have Salsa, who is she's about 7 years old, a sort of middle-aged cat. She's sweet, she's shy, she likes to be patted and she responds well to gentle encouragement, but once she's comfortable with you, she really shows her affectionate nature. She's seeking a quiet home, patient new owner who understands it may take some time for her to settle in. Like I say, she's about 7 years old. She's tabby. She's female desexed, vaccinated, wormed and microchipped like all our cats and dogs. She's at the Lost Dogs Home, North Melbourne. And her ID number is 953067.
Great. Thank you for that, Alan. Now, if you want to find her profile on our website, as Alan said, it is dogshome.com. There'll also be some pictures up on our Facebook page as well. Now, don't forget, we are giving away a CD, the 100% Hits Best of 2013. All you need to do is SMS your membership number to 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or give us a call, 1300JOY949. We want to hear about you. We want to hear about your pets.
Yeah,
how
please,
do your pets bring joy into your life? Now, speaking of that, we're going to bring some people into the studio, our first couple of guests for our Joy 20 shirt right after we hear from Stacey Orico with Stuck. This is The Lost Dogs Home with Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. This is Pets Allowed. It is 21 minutes past 12 on our very special hashtag Joy 20 birthday party. We've got party hats on. There's lots of balloons around. Ooh. And we've got some very special guests in the studio as well. So all throughout the program today, we're getting some Joy staff. We're getting some volunteers. We're getting some great people in to talk about their pets. Right now, we've got Jordan in the studio, who's a Friday morning office admin volunteer. Cookie baking extraordinaire as well, sometimes. And Sammy in the studio as well, who many people know from Yes We Are. She used to be after us on Joy as well.
I did. Oh, good memory.
Yes. And these guys are in here to talk about their pets. So
Yes. Now, Sammy, you've got two gorgeous little chihuahuas, Rupert and Giles.
I do have an addiction to Buffy, so all of my animals are named after them.
Oh, okay.
And you've got Spike as well.
Spike the cat, yes.
I love that name. It's such a cool name. He must be a cool cat with a name like that.
Oh, he's a dude. He was actually a Rottweiler in his previous life. crossed with a mountain lion.
Yeah, you can tell with that name. Without even having to meet him, I know what he's like.
And Jordan, you've got a dog and a cat. You've got your lovely border collie Molly.
Yeah, my baby girl.
And your cat, who we're not going to pronounce the name, you can pronounce it for us.
It's pronounced Rosso, which is Italian for red.
Okay.
Most people who can't pronounce it just say Russell.
Is it a ginger cat? Or?
It is.
So, Jordan, tell us, how do your pets bring joy into your life?
Well, firstly, Molly, she loves licking. Like, you can't go outside and she won't lick your hand, lick your toes, lick everything.
Yeah.
Molly's a bit older, isn't she? She is.
She's about 9 or 10, I think, now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's always got a smile on her face, always catching the ball, always licking it and bringing it back. Like, she's obsessed with throwing the ball. She loves playing fetch.
So she makes you feel good. Like, she's just sounds like a really beautiful companion.
Oh, absolutely. She's always bringing joy to my life.
Yeah.
And what about your cat? What about Russell?
He's just a cat, you know. They seem to be a bit angry at all times, but Yeah, no, he's loving life. He's a bit of an indoor-outdoor cat. He loves his little cat flap.
They can have pretty cool personalities, ginger cats, too. Sometimes they can be a little bit, unique in their...
Yeah, well, he's a bit moody most of the times, but I guess all cats are, in a way. But, he loves just rolling around on the carpet. I think that's his favourite thing.
Your cat, Sammy, knows his limits as well. I mean, he comes and visits us at the Lost Dogs home with you, Rupert and Giles as well. And I remember this about Spike when he came and visited one time, and he was in the examination room in the vet clinic, and he decided he'd have enough, so he put himself away.
I know. Normally, it's a fight with most cats when they know that they're going to visit the doctor. And my pets love coming and seeing Dr. Allen for their checkups, and they have their pedicures and everything while they're there. And I just put the cat carrier up on the table, and I go and put Spike beside it and say, "Get in, okay."
He does.
So, and he was ready to go home that day. But the one of the important things is my guys just love the environment of coming into the clinic at the Lost Dogs home. And it's just so soothing. And every time I take my animals in there, there's never, like, because cats, of course, get really stressed out. And, my guys just love it. They just sort of walk around in there and they're just so relaxed. It's such a beautiful, soothing environment. And it's no stress actually having to take them to see Dr. Allen.
That's right. And Will usually comes in with them as well, and he loves the trip.
Oh, yes, and of course the pups have always got, because they've got a wardrobe, so the pups have always got to have their special outfits on.
Oh, really? Very, very stylish. So how do they bring joy to your life, Sammy?
I've had animals my entire life, and especially my two babies. Rupert's my dog and Giles is my 11-year-old's dog, and they sleep with us every night. And, they always say, when you're training your dogs, never let your dog sleep with you because it equalises them. Yeah. But my animals, I used to always say, because I've trained horses and dogs all my life, and dogs, kids and horses, they all get treated the same. They get spoilt rotten, and if they step out of line, they know
then
about
they get
it. But I can't imagine life without animals in it, and my babies just bring so much to me. And I suffer from depression, and you have those days where you just go, really, do I want to get out of bed? And my babies, both my dogs and my cats, are all over me, and they know that I want to cuddle.
They're really good at picking up that sort of thing, aren't they? They sense what you need, and just by being beside you, that makes a difference. You don't necessarily have to get out of bed, but just having that company, hanging in there with you.
Absolutely.
And the animals are just so, and cats are especially aware of your moods and everything. And I can't imagine life without my babies in it.
I would say they make a house a home. That gives the house a soul, and it's just
It's the heartbeat.
Getting someone to smile when you walk through the door.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to my 11-year-old last night, because, of course, he's Joy's baby, that I was coming on to talk about the babies. And he goes, "You're going to tell them that you love," because we always talk about our four-legged fur babies. He goes, "I hope you're going to tell them that you love your two-legged skin baby as well."
We do love Will. Even I love Will. Will's awesome. Well, look, thank you guys so much for joining us on Pets Aloud for a very special hashtag Joy20 birthday special today. And it does, what everyone's saying here, obviously it's so great to have these pets. And we're talking about adoption today. We're looking at the top 20 reasons why we think people should adopt pets. So this leads us into these top 20. So we're going to go into those right now. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Guys.
It's been great.
No worries.
Yeah, lovely to hear about your dogs and cats.
No worries.
Thank you. All right, Kate, number one on our top 20 reasons to adopt.
Well, absolutely number one. Adopting a dog or a cat gives an unwanted, neglected, abandoned dog or cat a second chance in life, and it actually saves lives as well. If there's not people out there wanting to adopt and make a difference, then what would happen to these dogs and cats?
Exactly. Now, number two, adopting is your chance to show a deserving animal what it means to feel loved, safe and wanted, and they also show us what it feels to be loved, safe and wanted as well. Alan, number three.
Adopted pets often know when they're onto a good thing, especially if they've had a rough start, and they can be more loving and loyal than pets sourced other ways. You will have their eternal gratitude.
And adopting is, I think, the done thing. It's a socially responsible, community-minded thing to do. You're helping, dogs, cats a part of our community, and by adopting you're giving back, and it's like it's almost recycling. I don't sort of usually like gives it a sort of not a very emotional term, but it is recycling, and that's a good thing to do.
Look, and that was number four. It is a good thing, as you said, make sure those pets are still within the community and finding
that's
a new
right
home.
And it puts less need for dogs and cats sourced through breeders and puppy farms farms and things. So more people adopting those backyard
and
breeders.
And as you said, like adoption is becoming more of an option for people nowadays as well. You know, back sort of 10, 15 years ago, people didn't really think about adoption.
No.
Nowadays, it's a lot more common.
It's their first step.
And number five.
It's a bargain.
Each adoption
candidate comes temperament tested, has received a medical check, is microchipped, vaccinated, wormed, and desexed, all of which is valued way over $300.
Now, if you think about that, for a dog from the Lost Dogs Home, it's $300, or a puppy, and that's, yeah. As you said,
that's just the standard. Like, quite often, Alan, as you would know, you do a lot more. You might have done some more veterinary work, like giving them a dental, you might have...
Yep. Or like that kitten...
Extra surgeries or anything like that. Yeah.
So we do loads of those.
Then those costs aren't passed on to the new owner, so,
If you're looking to adopt a pet, you can check out our website, dogshome.com. Stick around. It is the birthday bash. We're all getting into spirit here. We are giving away a CD. No one seems to want it as yet. It is 100% hits, best of 2013. This sounds like an amazing album.
Can you imagine driving around summer having that in your car? It's perfect. You've got to get it.
You can SMS us 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. It is really easy to get in on that. Just send us in your membership number. I kind of won a prize in the last 2 weeks.
Now the balloons are up, the streamers, there's flashing lights, there's sugar being consumed. It is Joy's 20th birthday shindig, and there is plenty to celebrate this week.
Now, someone who's been a member of the station since its very first day on air is Betty, whose dog Jordan, as regular listeners will know, regularly texts into our show.
Betty couldn't make it in today, however. She's given us a piece about Jordan and telling us how he brings joy to her life. Jordan came into my life 2 years ago after a serious health illness, recovering from cancer treatment.
Betty was recovering from cancer.
This begins the meaning of joy for her. Most mornings, Jordan would wake her up with a gentle touch of his paw on her head or her shoulder. He would bring a toy over to play with, and Jordan also gives her high fives and shakes his paw.
Now, Betty and Jordan are pretty much inseparable. Mm. They are lovely, lovely, and they are big fans of Pets Lab. Jordan came from the Lost Dogs Home as well.
That's right, and I think she's actually also considering adopting another friend
for Jordan. She's looking at bringing in another pet. Now, someone who has some experience with pets from the Lost Dogs Home is joining us in the studio. It is the lovely Philippe. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I do.
Now, you're here to tell us all about your pets. Now, you've got Frecky.
I have Frecky, yes.
And Dee Dee.
And Dee Dee. Dee Dee's Jack Russell. She's 16.
Yep.
And Frecky is about six, not entirely sure of her age, because I inherited her.
Okay, so Frecky was adopted from the Lost Dogs Home by a friend of yours.
Yes, and she passed away, and we were looking after Frecky at the time, and so she sort of came to visit and stayed.
That's great.
And she's a bit of a unique character, isn't she?
Like, well, she's pretty special.
Yeah.
She was a Lost Dogs Rescue, and perfect example of what something that you guys do so well, because I actually think if she'd been very badly abused at some point when she was very little before Paige rescued her, and even after she'd been rehabilitated, she still had quite a few behavioural issues. She's she's such a different dog now, you know, and I think any other organisations may not have given her that chance, because she was really scared, terrified of people, especially boys. So
she's living with two boys now.
And very nervous, and you know, being outside and all that kind of stuff. And it's an entirely different dog now, you know.
She's quite affectionate.
She's
climbs up on your lap, and you said,
and with everyone, you know. So it's gone from the sort of one extreme to the other. When we first had her, pretty much her function was to eat the spare couch that was out the back on the veranda, which it was a big couch, and it took her for a while for her to take it apart, but she managed it. Apart from that, it was that and barking at people, who came to visit.
and never visited again.
Yeah, so it's gone from barking at people now. I mean, if we had anyone break into the house, you'd just lick them.
Oh, just goes to show obviously you're providing a beautiful home, and you're fantastic owners, so she's responding to that as well.
Oh, look, she absolutely adores my partner, John. I mean, it's kind of, I'm the broccoli. I'm the vegetable.
You're just there.
I love broccoli.
Well, look, I'm quite fond of it. And look, I'm useful. She likes to sit on me and so on, but it's usually getting on me in order to get to John.
Okay.
I'm like a way station.
And how do they bring joy to your life?
She's insane. She's very affectionate. To be greeted with that much energy constantly, even if it's a matter of, it's not just when I come home, you go to the bathroom, you close the door, you come out, oh my God, you're back!
Where have you been? It's been so long. I haven't seen you for so long.
She adores John, which is really And just as I said, it's, I guess the thing of watching the transformation, because she's always been sweet, but to see her sort of come to a point in her where she is trusting and comfortable and safe.
You're right, that does give you a lot of joy to see that, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's always been a beautiful dog, and she was really, you know. The one thing that's kind of difficult now is that she's still, I mean, she's pretty porky for a Kelpie. She runs around.
You know, she enjoys her treats.
She likes to eat.
She takes joy in her food.
And although she's not the brightest tool in the shed, she's very, very good at manipulating for
more food.
Sort of the bone, the bicky bones.
Yes.
She loves those, you know, and she will somehow manage to get three or four without, from, you know,
both
different people
you.
Around
yeah.
the house without us actually realizing that's what happened. Mm. That's what's happened. And she's not necessarily eating them straight away either, you know.
She's hiding them and eating them later.
Yeah.
She's planning.
Yeah. But she thinks doesn't understand that she's gotten bigger. So she's still trying to do things.
She still thinks she's a lap dog.
When she was a bit smaller.
Yeah, well, a lap dog. She does take these flying leaps to sort of perch on the very top of the couch.
Oh.
Except, you know, it's not a very big perch and she tends to fall off on one side or
another. It's quite comical.
Yeah.
Well, Philippe, thank you very much for joining us on our very special Pets Aloud today. It's great to hear about your pets and how they bring joy into your life. And we are looking about the top 20 reasons to adopt pets as well. So we're going to continue those on. Alan, number six
is you're promoting adoption just by owning an adopted pet and telling or showing people how wonderful they are, thereby helping more people to think adoption first.
Number seven, mixed breeds are often healthier and have less genetic conditions than purebreds.
For dogs especially, each adoption candidate at the Lost Dogs Home or any shelter is pretty much a one-off. You never know what combination of breeds you're going to get. Like, having worked there for 18 years,
Looking at some of them, you just wonder what is that dog.
I can go down there and go, I've never seen that combination before. So, yep, you'll have your own one-off.
Adopting a pet makes people like us who work in shelters happy. Chances are the animal attendant you speak to has been the one to directly care for, train, assess the adoption candidate that you're interested in, and therefore want to see them go to a loving home that will continue to give them the same amount of care and attention.
And number 10.
Adopting from the home means you receive the close attention to, from one of our adoption attendants to find the perfect match for you, your lifestyle and your family. They'll give you all the information about the animal that they've cared for and let you know if that's the right one for you.
We'll continue the rest of these coming up, but right now we are going to have a bit of George Michael with Faith, and then Chris from the CNC Drive Factory is joining us in the studio to talk about his lovely departed pet, Maxine. This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Pets Aloud. It is Joy's birthday week all week, and we are celebrating by hearing from some Joysters about how their pets have brought joy into their lives. Now, our pets can teach us a lot about ourselves, love and friendship, but the hardest thing about being a pet owner is the knowledge that one day you will have to say goodbye. I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
Even on your intro. Oh, my God.
Couldn't even make it. I mean, a lot of people that are listening to Joy will know about a very special dog named Maxine.
Yes, yes.
We have Chris in the studio from CNC Drive Factory to tell us all about her.
Thank you. So, Max was an old English sheepdog. She wasn't a rescue dog in the traditional sense, but she was rescued from a pet shop. It's actually a fun story or a nice story because Cam's mum used to work at Meijer in the city,
yeah.
and she used to go past the pet store at Melbourne Central every day. And for 3 months, she watched these two old English sheepdog puppies getting bigger and bigger in the glass box to the point where there wasn't enough room for them in the box, and she came home really upset, and Cam decided, that's it, I'm going to get one. So
very upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
a long time for them to be in that environment too.
Yeah. So she was 3 months old. One of the things that stayed with her whole life was that she always looked for the tiny spaces. She would wrap herself around under a chair, under a table. She always looked for that that box enclosure.
Small area, she felt comfortable in.
Yeah. But to Cam's credit and his family at the time, she was a wonderful dog and a wonderful companion. She had the most beautiful nature, particularly with people. She was never a good dog. but she absolutely loved people. She loved attention. She would, whenever we were taking for a walk, she would actually divert to walk in front of people because she expected every person walking along the street was there to pat her and give her attention. And, you know, 90% of people had to because she wouldn't get out of their way.
She's quite large as well, so she was just there in front.
Absolutely. She was small for an old English sheepdog, but she was, you know, she was a good medium-sized dog. So she and I met Cam probably about 9 months after they after he bought Max home, and his first words essentially about whether or not we were going to take a meeting into a relationship was I had to meet Max, and if Max didn't like me, I wasn't going to go any further. So it was so Max was a very important part of his life right from the start, and she's been a great companion. The big thing was he was living in Collingwood and working in Collingwood, and he was living in a townhouse. And the next door neighbour said, look, it's not a real problem, but just occasionally in the afternoons when we're trying to put our little 6-month-old baby to sleep, Max is howling next door. She's a bit lonely. And he went, oh, bugger it. So, and he works for his family. And so from that point on, he took her to work. He walked her to work every day.
Yeah.
So, and from that point on, from probably when she was about 2 years old, she had spent every day in the office with him at his feet, under the desk while he worked.
Yeah.
And I guess the most interesting thing about that was that his family who worked with him said that Cam's demeanour changed having Max at work. He was much more amenable. He was less likely to snap at people. He was more patient in every way. And I think just the idea of having your puppy at your feet, and when you're feeling a bit blah or aggro, and being able to put your hand down and give her a pat, give her a rub behind the ears, makes such a difference to your how you feel during the day.
She probably brought a lot of joy to everyone else he worked with, her family as well. And being in the office,
she became the mascot for the company, for the business. Her photo regularly appeared on their newsletter out to their customers and clients. They actually had to put a notice out to the clientele and to all the regular customers when she passed away to let them know. And the amount of emails and notes that Cam and the rest of the family got when we lost Max was amazing. So
just goes to show the power of pets, power of dogs and
how much joy they bring to everyone around
them. A lot of the clients at the company, the first thing they do, they walk through the door, look for Max. They would look for Max. They want to say hello to Max before they get on with any meetings or business or anything. So she was amazing. And I'm sure every pet to everybody is amazing, but she was very, very special to both of us. And when we lost her, it was really hard. It's only been around about 3 months, and we still miss her.
It hurts, yeah.
It does. We still miss the fact that it's quite strange because you build your life around them.
Yeah.
And I said to someone else who lost a cat just recently that the thing is that they actually bring out the best in you. Once you decide that they are a member of your family, then everything else motivates you to look after them because you know they're completely 100% reliant on you. Mm. And so they bring out the best in people, the best, and you become a better person for being a pet owner.
Chris, thank you so much for sharing your story on
So beautifully
Pets Lab
put.
Today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been great having you in the studio. You've been such a big supporter of Pets Allowed as well since we first started.
Just quickly, I want to say that as program director for 18 months, one of my proudest achievements is getting you guys on air, and you have been a wonderful addition to the Joy family and a wonderful addition to, you know, how we're growing in our 20th year. So thank you guys as well.
Oh, thank you
so much. Now, Alan, Leanie wrote in to us to tell us about her cat.
That's right. Joy training extraordinaire Leanie is the proud owner of Puss, a.k.a. Pussity Puss Puss. And she wrote to Pal about her very senior and much-loved pet. She said, Puss has become a centre of love and joy in our lives. She's now 21 years old. She loves a pat, a play, a lay in the sun, and a roll on the grass. Her favourite foods are roast lamb and minced steak. I love her so very much. Puss was for all her life mute, not even a meow. But since she's lived with me in my loud house with loud music, singing and dancing, yelling out and chatting, she's learned how to speak up. My job is to teach people how to broadcast, especially I teach people how to find their voice. And now I teach cats to find their voice also.
What a great story.
It is. Mm. That's great.
Now, we have received a few messages in. We heard from Melina, who sent us an email in. She said, "Hi, you guys are crazy cool. Congrats on your really cool show. Community radio in Melbourne is quirky and unique. It's what makes our city cultured and progressive. Love you, Joy." Thank you very much for that, Melina. It is a great birthday. The subject of that says, "Happy, happy birthday" as well. We also received a message in from Martha, who is wanting to win that CD.
She'd like to win it.
She would like to win it. Let's see if you know, we might get some more people in. SMS 0427 joy 949. Email on air at joy.org.au for your chance to win 100% hits, the best of 2013. Now, we are taking us through the top 20 reasons to adopt this week. Now, let's go to number 11.
Okay, so many people are beginning to make adoption their first option. It's really the done thing to do. You'll see a lot of celebrities now adopting, walking their pets. So if you know, you want to be cool, it's what you do.
It is, you know, Claire Hooper, Charlie Pickering. Magda Szymanski, Megan Gale, they're just from us, you know. But they're also, Charlie Pickering is also a big supporter of adoption as well.
That's
he might
right.
not adopt from us, but he's a big
helped
supporter
us out one day.
Adoption.
And I remember it's going, you know, away from Australia, JFK Jr. His dog, it was Friday, must always be walking around Manhattan with his adopted dog.
Now, senior cats and dogs are often bottom of the list and have trouble finding new homes, with most people overlooking them in favour of kittens and puppies. So, you know, a good idea is to look at adopting a senior pet. Cats can live long lives, so when you choose an older cat, you may have the perfect companion for many, many years to come.
Senior pets are a great option for seniors who don't want to take on a puppy or a kitten. Shelters often offer a great selection of older pets.
And you can teach an old dog or cat new tricks. Some adoption candidates at the home have also had previous training, either by their previous owners or at the home as well. Our staff often put a lot of time in training them.
And number 15, adult cats are usually less time-consuming. Most cats, by their adult years, will make few mistakes using a litter box and, depending on their personality, will usually transition easily to a new home and family.
Now, Alan, number 16.
Adult cats are ideal for busy, working or active people, as they usually don't mind their own company. You may get a welcome smooch and purr when you return home, but as long as they have a comfy place to sleep, some form of entertainment like toys and regular meals, they are generally pretty happy.
And if you adopt an older cat or dog, they tend to be a bit less boisterous, less feisty in behaviour than kittens and puppies. You don't have to go through that crazy stage, and therefore they might be a better choice for small children and or seniors.
Adult cats have usually discovered who they are and have settled in terms of their personality, which is great when you're looking for a pet for a certain stretch. You can't always see that in a kitten. What you see with an adult cat is essentially what you'll get.
And last but one, adult cats and dogs tend to be wiser with age and tend not to get up to as much mischief. Instead of scaling your loved curtains or chewing on your favourite pair of shoes, they're usually happier to rest on your lap or find a patch of sun to sprawl in.
And I think something really important, which I feel every day, it feels good intrinsically. It's rewarding to adopt. Every day you'll feel good about what you have done and that you've helped a dog or cat.
And I think we all feel that.
I think we all do. And we feel that good when we see dogs and cats go to new homes as well.
It's the best, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us on Pets Aloud today. It is 1:03. And before we hand you over to Taryn, we do have to announce the winner of our competition. Drum roll. It is Martha. Martha, you have won a copy of 100% Hits, the best of 2013. Congratulations. We'll get someone to contact you about that as well. Now, who's got our pet of the week?
Pet of the week is Salsa.
That's the one. So Salsa was our 7-year-old tabby cat who, in the photograph, looks like she's been partying a bit too hard.
Well, it's Joy's 20th birthday.
So her ID number was 953067, and she's at North Melbourne.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. We will be back next week, of course, with a regular programming, not our special Joy 20th birthday. Thank you to all our guests for joining us in the studio today, everyone that wrote in to tell us about their pets as well. Oh, we did get a message on Twitter from Kylie, who she has a dog from Seeing Eye Dogs at the moment. She's raising a puppy from them. He brings her lots of joy as well.
Me, Kylie.
No, not that Kylie, unfortunately.
No.
Oh, well, thank you, Kylie.
But I'm sure Kylie takes pleasure in pets as well.
I reckon she does, but you know, yeah, she does travel a lot, so you never know. Yeah. But you can catch all of our podcasts on our program page at joy.org.au. You can find out how to get in touch with us as well. But of course, don't forget, remember to walk your dogs
and pat your cats.
Your cats.
This has been Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.